We're ready at 7:03.
Okay, we are going to call this meeting to order. We will start with an invocation by Casey Anderson and then Vern Pollock will lead us in the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this beautiful day. We thank thee for the opportunity that we have to meet tonight and ask thee to be with us and guide us. We ask thee also to be with the local, state, and federal leaders also, that they'll have their hearts softened and be able to lead the people in a way that that would see fit. Father, we ask thee to help us to make decisions that are best for the people here in Bunkerville. And we thank thee for all that thou hast given to us, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, we're all present tonight. Laren, Brian, Burnham, Justin, and Casey. Item 2, public comment. This is the part where anyone from the public can comment on anything that is on the agenda before we get to it. Nobody. Okay, item 3, approval of minutes from our December 11th meeting.
I'll move that we approve those minutes as written.
I'll second. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 4, approval for the agenda for tonight to hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll move that we approve the agenda for tonight as is.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Okay, item 5, we don't have any informational items. Item 6, planning and zoning. And this is you, Jackson Park. Ryan, if you'll come up. State your name, spell your last name for us, and then give us your spiel.
Ryan Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. I brought my engineer along. He has a lot more answers for the questions you guys probably have and more information on this. But I've owned the land for several years. I had a landscape company in town called Land Trends. I bought that land, used it for the yard and that years ago, and then in talking to a few realtors in town, they thought quarter acre lot subdivision would be a good fit for the area, something more affordable. And so that's kind of, I've kind of gone down that path and dealing with the county. It's been a lot of fun.
That's my first question. How about you?
Do you have any questions about it? Or
is your plan to build the houses or to sell the lots?
Both. I mean, we'd probably sell the lots initially, and if they don't sell, we'd probably try to build some houses. I don't know what the demand is for down here. In talking to Randy Law, I've got a lot of advice from him, and he thinks that something like that would probably sell. He said there's not a lot of lots available in here, so having something available would be feasible. I guess you don't know until you try, I guess. But
yeah.
And we were kind of surprised, too. I think a lot of... We didn't realize what the county would make us do as far as improvements, which they're making us do, you know, curb, gutter, sidewalk, asphalt, everything. We thought it would be more similar to what's around it, but going through the process, they're having us do everything. So.
Yeah, once you go over 4 lots, it turns into a major subdivision, which means all off-sites.
Yeah.
I guess I got a couple questions while we're here.
Okay.
First of all, thanks for doing the bigger lots. I mean, we've had to try and ram small lots through here, we kind of said no, and I felt bad, but I'm like, yeah, that's not what I want. Number one question is, I'm looking at 19 homes here coming out on one road. That actually puts more traffic probably out of that one road than most of the roads in Bunkerville. I guess just on an engineering point, I wondered if we need to have it so you have a turnout there and move the bike path like kind of around it or not, just maybe something to look at feasibility-wise so that cars are not stopping on the road to turn so much. I just kind of start looking at all of them and the amount of houses per thing. It just puts a lot of houses in one driveway. And that's an engineering thing, obviously, and it's probably an NDOT thing, whether or not, but a a lot of the more busy roads have a turnout and then turn in instead of a straight off State Route 170 in. So maybe something on engineering to note that might be better accent-wise, and you know, Sergeant Doty might that too.
I'm Steve Kamlowski, the Brown Consulting Engineers. A traffic study may be something the county asks for us. Right now, we just have two access points out of the subdivision. One comes onto Riverside Road there, and then we have another one that comes off to that private road that's on Canal Street, is what it's called now.
That was actually another one of my questions there, is that's a private road. What's the legality of using that on your subdivision? To me, if that was my private road, I'd say stay off, because you're putting a lot of traffic on a dirt road that's a private road instead of your road. Is the idea that you're going to try and push traffic through there too, or make it all come out your subdivision?
They should be able to come out both sides if they need to. The lot that Ryan has, that big lot, it's part of a parcel map, and that was part of that subdivision that created that private road. So it's almost like that large lot, that private road was for the use of that larger lot, in addition to having access off of Riverside Drive. So we'd like to use that road if possible, and being like a low density type use, we're hoping it won't see a lot of impact, but yes, if the county requires more traffic studies, that's something that we would have to look at.
But that's just something to think about. I don't live there, but I just think if I had my house, I wouldn't want 19 more houses running up and down that dirt road, and maybe it'll get paved. I don't know. You know, maybe that's part of the idea. But the other question I had is in the back wall, how far are you from the irrigation canal and from there on your back wall?
The property line goes right up to the edge of it. There will be the house pads have to have a setback from the property line. I believe it's like 20 feet or so. So the houses will be at least 20 feet offset from the canal, but there won't be any disturbance to the canal. It'll exist. The canal is completely outside of the property line. There's a drainage easement back there too.
What about that road? Will that road be maintained there, or will that be part of?
Right now that the plan is, I'm not sure. Right now that road is inside the lots. So no, that road would be part of the lots now.
So here's my concern, and I work with the irrigation company too, and we use that, is there's perpetual easement, you know, I fight legally, there are not so many feet from the middle of the ditch out for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So you go right up to the ditch, then all of a sudden you're getting into that perpetual, you know, and it's one of those easements that's not recorded or anything, but now you're all of a sudden getting to where it's actually clean from.
Okay.
So my idea would be there'd be enough room left there to clean at least on that side. And my other concern is that we have access to the ditch from houses. All of a sudden you have an open ditch and you put 10 houses across the back where all the kids want to run out your backyard and straight into the ditch creates, in my mind, a non-good situation. So I would request that there's a wall all the way across it. It doesn't allow people to go out of their yards straight into the canal area, I guess would be my concern, because we don't currently have that hardly at all. There's a couple houses, but there's nowhere else where like all the houses could just run right into the canal and obviously water. And
I think that'd be up to Ryan if he wanted to do a block wall as part of the subdivision approvals. I think each lot owner would probably want a privacy wall, but that is, that'd be up to you, Ryan.
That's just one of my concerns there, just running the ditch. That
I noticed when I was down there we were doing our percolation test.
Oh, wow.
It looks like they built a road on the other side of the canal.
So on that area of the lot, is the road is on your side.
Yeah,
right there.
But it looks like someone has been moving dirt on the other side.
Sometimes we clean from both sides, just depending on.
I see. So you use both sides of the canal?
Usually the side you're on is where we clean it from, but you know, you kind of go back and forth depending on there. And I can go look at you anytime you want to look at it too. That's just a concern I have, is making sure we're safe, number one, and then there is access. That I think it's supposed to be 25 feet. I can't remember if it's from the center, you know, so many feet each way is what they're theoretically say, you know, because it's 100 and something years old.
Gotcha.
So, but we can look at that. That's just, I guess, a concern I want to bring up as the engineer at and look at that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think the drainage easement, I brought a map. The only one we could find so far is just on the north side of this property line there. But if there's another easement, we would like to know about that.
Well, as I said, they're not recorded. Because the ditch is so old, there's nothing officially recorded on the books. It's a water thing.
Okay.
And so, you know, you start getting into that, and all of a sudden, then it turns into the attorneys fighting over what's a prescriptive easement, what's a not, because it's 100 years.
Right now our grading plan, the lots are kind of built up, and then it was, we were going to slope down to the top of the ditch there, and there's a good 25 feet of kind of area to slope down to the ditch from. So if we can all work on and agree on some sort of maintenance road, there's probably room to fit something in there.
Okay. No, that's just something to think about. I can't tell by the drawing exactly where everything is from the...
Yeah, there's about 25 feet of sloping back there that could be used.
Perfect.
Okay. I have a question that may be more for Brian, but we have areas in town where we're in along the canal that's in the pipe.
So the backyard has a pipe through it.
Yeah, I own a lot that's got a pipe running through it.
Oh, yeah.
That I
converted
can't,
to
I
a
can't
pipe.
Build over, but I can. But the pipe would be outside of your property, so.
Yeah.
That's actually on Theron Jensen's property. I think the ditch is
right there.
They're probably like just this side of it. Yeah. And that's an option too. We've had some problems with pipes because you can't clean them, and it's not a lot of slope, so you get a lot of sediment in them. So it's not always the best option for having pipes. That's why we had to redo the pipe, because it just got a lot of sediment in there. So, but it is always an option. It's not a long area, you know, putting a big pipe there so that it's just something to think about as you go.
Okay.
Brian,
was
the map off the web help, off the open web?
I know, right. I've looked at it. I've looked at all of it. That's the problem with this is no, it's all prescriptive easements, you know, and then there's nothing officially on the county. So anything goes on, we always have to make sure that people look at it. And so far, we haven't had to go to a court or anything to get. And we've just been like, okay, that's, you know, that's...
That's always your upfront, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, at some point, if someone tries to push the issue, then all of a sudden you get locked from court because you got to decide what's really there, what's not, you know, what's grandfathered in from 100 years ago. So, yeah, so hopefully, but it sounds like you got to slowly figure something out.
Yeah.
Is that Canal Street?
Is not Canal Street. I'm not sure where that shows. Canal Street is actually comes off by the cemetery. And Canal Street runs along, like if you go up the cemetery, you run that road that runs past the cemetery and along the ditch there. That's actually Canal Road.
That's Canal. That's what I was thinking.
So I'm not sure where that...
Where's the irrigation?
See, here's the irrigation ditch right here. This is the irrigation canal right here.
Okay, so it ends at that
point. Yeah, it keeps coming. It comes here, it keeps coming down here.
Okay, so it does come this way.
Yeah, it comes all the way along here and here. But Canal Street is actually down here.
Okay.
This is Canal Street right here. I don't know if you want to see this. This is officially, well, I don't know what's officially on the books, but whatever
well,
considers what Canal has. Street is this road right here is Canal Street.
Yeah, and for some reason the county map has a label there as Canal Street. I mean, it's...
I don't care what it's called. Just it's that's what everyone, everyone, this is officially, like everyone in town knows the Canal Street. It says Canal Street on it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they go like this and up here. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
Okay, but this is what you guys are talking about, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, just this area.
Yeah,
just
this
right here.
Just
the whole side of the body. Okay.
Yeah, and across the back side.
There's a maintenance road right there. And
large.
So this is not actually Canal Street.
No,
it's not. This is the engineering starts at
map.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to put in to make those lots. That's before you sell one, that's too.
Yeah, there's some.
I know that's what I'm running up against. What the land cost and what development costs are going to be, and potentially they can sell for.
Yeah,
so it's not sure.
I think it could be a good project, but
it's a lot of money up front.
I think you'll have no problem selling.
I mean, what do you realistically think those lots will sell for?
Riches.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking
that paper came out.
I was going to say that hasn't been a.
That's
kind of
random.
Yeah.
Somehow they wrapped it up.
High
90s. Yeah. Yeah, I would have thrown out 70, 75 is what I would have thrown out. I don't know if that's a.
Is that with the septic or without?
Without, I would say. But I'm just throwing a number. That's what I would say.
I'm worried about what getting excavation costs.
So this is
the dirt, all this stuff, and what it's going to cost them per pet.
Right.
It'll be interesting.
I think it's a good thing, but yeah,
get
the money up front.
It might be hard.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning.
But, that was good, except for those concerns. That was my only real thing to bring up. And like, see, you can call me anytime if you're ever with anything or, you know, I feel bad for this guy wanting to go out to the county, but hey. That's everyone I asked. They said, call Brown. They'll actually call you.
The county win next.
Yeah, this will go to the Planning Commission next week.
half, so.
There's the Planning Commission.
19th, 17th, I think.
Yeah, the 17th, next week.
It's Tuesday, right?
Well, as you go through the process, if you ever want to call me and look at anything or things of kind, just call me and I'll look at stuff with you or even help you out if there's something we can do to help. Because sometimes the county does get a little bit hard on outlying areas.
Well, if we can make this happen, it sounds like it's like the same process to do every building permit after that, right?
So yeah.
It's a lengthy process. I think that's what deters people from trying to deal with the county instead of easier to build in the city. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm learning.
One of my concerns, and it's nothing to do with what you guys would be doing, it's, you know, once those lots are sold, I've noticed myself around town a lot of illegal dwellings going up, people putting up carports and parking their RVs and living in that, and it's just real trashy and not something that I really want in my community, and they're illegal, but the county doesn't do anything about it. So I'd be afraid that if these get sold as just private lots, that people can do whatever they want them. There's nobody policing them. It's not a HOA or anything like that, but I guess that's kind of out of your control.
Yeah.
Well,
it is a concern to
you
get all these.
You can call that into the county. You can call it.
No, they'll inspect. They'll go.
She'll bring
over.
Someone up
yeah.
and check them. Mm-hmm. So, any of them in town you don't like, just tell Judy.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you. I'll get you a list.
when people tell me, I just forward it. I'm like, here you go.
No, if you have things that are parked where they shouldn't be, trash where it shouldn't be,
just give her addresses.
Just call. Those are anonymous.
Hey, I have something. Someone keeps cutting the palm trees and throwing them over the fence onto my property. Who do you complain to that about?
Well, tell me which lot is this
one. Why are you
it's the one in the middle.
This guy that lives
right here?
Not the guy in the corner, the guy next to him. He has a bunch of palm trees in that yard. Because I haven't been down here for several months, and I saw they trimmed the palm trees, just threw them all over the wall.
That's just his Christmas present.
I thought about just throwing them back over the wall.
There you go.
Probably
just let Judy know and stuff like that. So
I don't think it's that big a deal. They've probably done it for years.
Still, they don't need to do that.
if it's close to his property, you just light it up. I'm okay here, but I got to get rid of it.
I did that once, and the county came.
No,
I'm saying
that was a little bigger pile.
Yeah. Somebody says, "Yeah, just burn it. They don't care. They don't burn it."
They do have guidelines.
Yeah. Agriculture burns come into for stuff from the property.
That says what they have to do. Mainly so that you guys don't get called out when somebody sees smoke.
Yeah. The problem is we've had a few landscape companies that want to dump everything here and burn it because we're outside the city, and then agriculture burns could actually only be stuff from the land that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Gotcha.
That was all of my questions. Good luck.
Nothing else?
No, I think this is going to be good. I work over here at the elementary school, and I was hoping that if we can get some families in there, we'll get some more kids in our school because we're losing some population. So building that back up would be great. Like Brian said, I appreciate that their quarter acre lots are bigger, not the small squishy ones.
There's a
7.4.
There's a few. We have almost half acre lots in there, so I think it'll be great.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good mix.
Yeah.
May I say that once you get into the Planning Commission, they will ask you and tell you things about what you need to do. You might schedule a meeting with the County Commissioner. It's very helpful. She's very helpful. She understands.
She's not
a strip person. She's the perfect person for the rural area.
And she lives in
She actually lives in North Las Vegas.
Okay.
But she's out here often and
See
where you are when you've done
it. She'll give you the reality of it. She won't sugarcoat anything. She'll just tell you how it is what you gotta do.
Yeah, and that is what she will tell you exactly how things are. She doesn't
like it or not,
she tells you how.
Well, that's better.
Great. Let's see, was this just information or was this a voting?
This said for action if needed, but I don't know that we need any action.
Do we need anything on this, Judy? Possible action.
Yeah, you need to
just approve it, or?
You need to approve it so they can go forward to the county planning commission. Or not approve it, and it won't go to them. But Yeah, it's before you, so that it can go on to the planning commission and go on from there, whatever they tell them they need to do.
All right, I'll make a motion that we approve this tentative map, TM 2650001, and approve the tentative map.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay.
Yes, we got that. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I wouldn't beat Jeff anymore.
If you don't mind, put your, anyone that wants to share their phone numbers with me if I have any questions, or put your numbers on there. And my number and email's on that sheet, so if anyone has any questions for me or wants any more information or has any good advice, let me know.
Well, that's good advice.
Or bad advice. Any advice, I guess.
It's a double-edged sword, because I prefer that you built all the houses, but that'd be a nightmare for you because of all the code and everything like that.
Yeah,
it would, but sometimes I think maybe if we could kind of, you know,
pre-sell them.
Try to do three or four at a time and kind of at least get that, because it's such a painful process from what we're gathering. And
before you sell them, bring the people here so we can meet them.
You guys have to buy the house. You have to go meet these.
Go for the town board.
They have to approve it. If you're approved, we need to know your all your affiliations, your income.
If I can help you.
Oh, thank you.
Item 7, general business. We don't have any.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 8, comments by the general public that are not on the agenda. Officer Doty does not want to talk.
No.
Item 9.
Just real quick on that. So we've had some shooting issues there, and I've contacted Judy and Sergeant there. There you go. Mainly past Putnam's, you've had a bit of shooting right past him. And I told him just to put some no trespassing signs up there. I think that's done. Majority of it's keeping away. I've only had one person in. But they're aware of it, and they know that. We can call them anytime and they'll come up and push them off.
And BLM is going to block, they can't, that one that just happened, that's SJD's property, that little triangle.
But it's got a funny line in it right there, yeah.
So they're good with no trespassing.
They're just put on the BLM
site. Putting up a sign and chains and whatever. The no shooting sign, so I think we're actually going to get a few of them. Just before I left, I got an email from BLM. I don't know if I can get it out here. I told them that Park County wants an idea of on a map, which they sent me a map with of locations for them. So if between
I can mark it real
Sergeant
quick afterwards.
Jody and you can tell me. I don't have, it's on my phone, so we're never going to get it big enough on my phone to.
I can tell you, I can tell him too, he knows by the road.
But when I open it in the morning, I'll send it off to you and to you.
Okay.
And if I could get suggestions as to where to put them, Clint Spencer with Clark County is going to see that. Evidently, he doesn't see any issue with putting them on 170, which is a good place for them. Okay, that's that.
Perfect.
And we had another issue, didn't we?
Is there any...
Landscaping at the park. So I've had a few residents come and say the landscape has gone way downhill as far as the maintenance there.
And
one said he went and pulled a bunch of weeds and trimmed all the lantana that had been frozen and were ugly. And so
I just went through that at my house.
So I'm just questioning, you know, since Glenn left, are we getting less service?
Exactly.
Do we don't care?
And,
what's...
And John is checking into that. And talking to John Andrews, who is actually the one that is over that from RPM. And by next week, I should have an answer for you.
Perfect.
And John Stasny was going to come up and with your note and verify what was what.
Okay.
So they're on it. It's just is.
One comment on that. What they put in was too much because they didn't account for growth. I mean... And then they get overgrew, and then they don't, you know. That's on along the front is where I look at it and go, But, yeah, if they would have counted for growth, they wouldn't have, well, the contractor probably wouldn't have spent as much.
I think sometimes you need to account for species too, because I know in my building they put in some stuff that is like,
that's not gonna work.
Yeah, I know it's not. So
one of the problems is Clark County Code requires so many shrubs per area.
Yeah.
And because it's isolated to one little area, they have to put more there to take the other areas into account. Parking lot stuff.
Mitigate, yeah.
When it grows in, the code's actually a little full for what it needs. But
yeah.
Okay,
whatever.
So that has been taken care of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No shooting, there's something else like that. BLM did say, which won't make everybody in this area happy, that they will be having more officers in the area. Just watching for the people going up into those areas where they're shooting. Not like patrolling the land or anything, but...
What about 14 days? Are you going to control any of that? 14-day stays?
14 days.
The people
camping?
Camping for more than 14 days.
Camping with their RVs and whatever.
I'll ask them.
Like up the ditch, we've got people living there.
I had to go to BLM Las Vegas because the person that used to be over and the person that came in after him to be over these areas, they both left. So this is a new person. So I will bring that up to him.
There'll be a new person in a couple months too. Las Vegas is a jumping grounds for them to get other jobs. Come here to Vegas and then they usually stay for a year and leave.
Kirk that was out here.
Spence Kirk, yeah. He was actually here a little while longer than most.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. And he was great to work with. I could call him and tell him this, that, and he'd do something. The next guy, I just kept sending emails and nobody got one. And then the next guy sent them and they came back that he's no longer with them. So I went to the person in Vegas and they gave me this person. So far, he's been really responsive and really good, but this is my first time with him, so hopefully...
So I found you go all the way to the top to the director and have them shoot it down. I don't know who it is now, but when it was Gilmore Smith, I would just call her directly and she would just take care of anything, because anytime I talked to people underneath her, it was kind of like, oh, we got to get permission. So that's what I used to do when I used to get stuff done. But
and a few times
changed.
I reached out to, I think his name was, I don't know his name really, is he's J.J. Smith with BLM. And he didn't do it, but somebody reached out to me in a day or two and got it taken care of. But then I just saw a thing when I was trying to find this person that he's gone now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I noticed there's a motorhome that's been up across, overlooking your house for a couple months now.
Yeah, he's an old farmer from Iowa. He left. He left for about 2 weeks and now he's back. He's a nice guy at least. He wants to leave garbage up there.
And who knows, if they are in the area more, then maybe they'll
at least talk to
enforce them. The camping.
Yeah.
Because there are quite a few by the river.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Yeah.
It's like not such a big deal if they're way out of town, but when they're in town, I think it's a little different.
Yeah.
And before you leave, you're going to give me some ideas on locations.
Yeah, I'll give you. I know what you're starting.
Okay.
All right. Item 9. Our next meeting is scheduled for February 26th.
And you are having a meeting, and it is for...
I'll be out of town that day.
The
26th.
A request for a zone change on... at 225 West Riverside Road and Sarah Shannon Drive from RS80 to RS5.2. And unfortunately, that's all that I've gotten on it, that and the justification letter. But that too just came in when we were on our way up here. So,
Some of us could have probably got the
Felix's
card. I got it in the mail.
Oh, good.
And
because
it's,
of the holiday.
It's 1.15 acres up there. There's a house on it. And the way it reads on my little card is they want to do a portion of it from 80 to 5.2. Anyway.
5.2 is just single family, isn't it? It's
right.
Like
the
new
designation
now.
Just a little more.
Like I said, that came in this afternoon, so I can send it out. I'm going to be making your agendas next Tuesday because of the holiday. They're going to go out next week, but if you want, when I open that up tomorrow, I can send it off to you. You'll know ahead of time.
Is if you will, because I think I'll be out of town for that meeting, so please take a look at it.
Wish I was going out of town.
Okay, item 10, this meeting is adjourned.